My donor number is N0004. Hello, I'm 6 feet tall and have a medium build. I have light brown hair and blue eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is German, and my father's ethnic origin is Scottish.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking time to be here with us today. We really appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a few about the donor program. Right, and the first one is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
I'm currently working. I graduated a couple of years ago with a degree in finance, and I'm working as an investment analyst right now for a wealth management firm.
Excellent. Okay. So in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing then?
At the start of my career, I'm finishing up a lot of my qualifications and professional testing, developing professional network, and then hopefully in the next 5, 10 years, either move to a more aggressive hedge fund type situation or split off and start my own wealth management firm.
Excellent. Okay. I got a few questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have a little brother.
Yeah. And what's your relationship like?
It's really good. We have quite an age gap, so sometimes I feel like an older brother, sometimes I feel like a young uncle, but he's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How about your parents? Would you say they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yes, I love both my mother and my father. My dad I look up to as sort of a guidance how to live my life and how to carry myself. My mother's incredibly sweet. I love her. She's always in my corner.
Okay, great, great. So when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
Pretty boring. Most of my life does revolve around work, and I read a lot material related to the investment and finance field. I have a girlfriend as well that I spend a lot of time with. I like to backpack, so I do quite a few solo trips, multi-day out into the desert. That's pretty much me.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, so you mentioned reading. When you're not reading stuff for work, what do you like to read for fun?
Science fiction, mostly, I gravitate toward. But as of late, it's mostly about textbooks. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. How about music? Is there certain types that you're really into, or if it's easier, types you don't like?
Well, music taste is pretty broad. You can put me in front of anything that I listen to. It tend to gravitate towards maybe 90s, early 2000s rock.
Cool. All right. How about movies? Certain genres you like or favorites you want to share?
Huge fan of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Pretty much any sort of movie that's going to make me think and maybe turn away most people, I could watch a couple times and really dive into.
Yeah, all right, great, great. What are some of your favorite foods?
Mexican food is one of my favorites. Love sushi. Again, like the music, pretty much anything.
There you go. That's all right. That's all right. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
I spent a lot of time living in Europe, in Belgium specifically, and I did a trip with my dad. It was a road trip through the north of France, seeing some of the D-Day beaches and the fishing towns along there. And it was a two-week-long road trip, just him and I. And I think I always describe that as my favorite trip because we really got to bond and just see a side of France that I think most people tend to avoid, sticking to the larger cities. So it was nice to bump around those towns with him.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on yet?
I'm a huge nerd, so I'm really into older calculators, computers, taking them apart, seeing how they work. It's in a world where we take computers for granted, it's really interesting to break them down to their smallest components and build them back up. So that's an interest of mine.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, I'm going to move on to those few questions about the donor program now. And the first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
I've felt over the past couple of years bombarded by articles about dropping sperm counts, inability of willing couples to inseminate and have kids. And so that's something that worries me, and I figured while I'm willing and able to help the situation, I can participate.
Excellent. Well, obviously, we're happy you're here, so thanks very much. Next question is, what are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
It's one I'm a little unsure about. Obviously willing, but I'm not sure what further relationship besides the initial meeting I'd want to have. I'm sure I'll be in a very different stage of my life at that point, so tough to say how exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, and the last question. Is there anything you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Best of luck. That's about it.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time again. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best going forward.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.